Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hammered Out on the Market Scale Network. I'm your host, Mike Bush, bringing you another mini-sode from the Manifest Conference. This time, it is C3 Solutions. I can tell you, I'm really excited about this company. I'm actually a customer of theirs. They do some cool stuff. Check it out. So I'm here with Greg Braun, the CRO of C3 Solutions. Greg, welcome to Hammered Out. Thanks for joining me. Tell me a little bit about C3 Solutions.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for inviting me. C3 Solutions is a logistics software company. We focus in the areas of yard management and dock scheduling. So basically, we handle goods right from the point that they're ordered by a buyer to the point that they arrive at the warehouse. So, and then, you know, we manage the trailers to make sure that when the customer is shipping goods, that we make sure that we've got the right trailer at the right door at the right time. So that customers get their freight or whatever that customer may be, whether it's an end user or an actual store or whatever. So yeah, we manage all that dirty work between the WMS and the TMS.
So if I've got it right, is it safe to say you're focused on making sure things arrive on time and also the right things arrive? Is that kind of the way to look at it?
Yep, definitely. Definitely. And yeah, I mean, I've had customers before say like, look, we never realized how much value there was in having the right trailer at the right door, which it sounds trivial, right? But it makes a lot of difference. You know, think about a cross dock. If you're just staging product rather than sending it directly into racks, it makes a big difference in throughput and so forth. Yeah. So yeah,
absolutely. So with going into a little of the behind the scenes here, when you say cross dock, that's literally a truck rolls up, you open. You open the container of the trailer, you're taking goods out and you're dispersing them to other trailers. So instead of saying, hey, you need to walk 50 feet with goods, you're saying, hey, we can get to the point where we're walking 5 feet or 8 feet. Obviously, each leg, because you're not going to carry 40,000 pounds of boxes at once. So you're getting to the point where you're really adding efficiency as well as the scheduling component to say, hey, this truck is supposed to arrive at this time.
No, that's key. That's key. Yeah, so like I said, we do two things. We do yard management and dock scheduling. The dock scheduling side of things, because a lot of our customers don't necessarily do both, right? So the dock scheduling end of things is we help our customers build a strategic capacity plan. And almost every one of our customers, before we arrive, they do have that plan. There's somebody that knows that, hey, ideally, we don't want to have too many floor-loaded containers show up. And if we do have them show up, we want them to show up for at the beginning of the shift rather than the end of the shift. And, you know, there's just thousands of different rules that they try and kind of execute on in a manual context, which is invariably impossible. So what our system does is we'll take that capacity plan, put it in the system so that now when carriers or suppliers come online and make a request for an appointment, the system is going to give them very strategic time slots.
Got it.
That optimize the operation so that now when this shipper shows up, we know that it's optimally been set up so that we're not going to have, you know, all kinds of, you know, the example of floor loaded containers. You know, we've got a crew ready so that, and these guys are fresh. They're going to, you know, because it is a tough job, hand bombing a container. So yeah, those are the kind of things that we look after to make sure that where we improve our customers' warehouse throughput.
Now, Greg, there are a lot of startups here that have presented ideas and said, we're going to help solve a supply chain with this problem, this challenge. That's whatever tool, right?
Yeah.
And rightly or wrongly, I have the theory that a lot of the folks that are creating software aren't designing with their end user in mind. Maybe they don't have the right level of experience. C3 is not new to the game.
No, not at all, Mike. This is actually, one of the things we're talking about this year at Manifest is this is our 25th year of doing business. And yeah, to your point, we came from an operational background. We always were on the ground working with real companies. This wasn't in a computer lab that we were developing this stuff. We were developing it for actual users, operators. That's how we came about. And, you know, we've been doing it now for 25 years. Obviously, our product has evolved a lot over that time. And, you know, shared management, when you think about technology in general 25 years ago, I mean, I'm not going to say there wasn't any internet. There was. But wireless technology, there was no such thing as, you know, you could just take a mobile phone and connect it onto the internet. That didn't exist. If you wanted to have a wireless device, which we did have wireless devices, you'd have to set up your own private wireless network.
Yep.
Huge cost involved there. You know, big inventions of the day were Spectrum 24. That was a that was you know, the talking about the bandwidth that wireless networks had. So yeah, we've gone, and you know, the wireless devices and trucks were green screens.
Yeah, yes, indeed.
And so as they were on forklifts as well. But yeah, so things have come a long way. But one of the things about C3 is we've always had that focus on yard management and dock scheduling. Because again, if you look historically, the yard dock scheduling was always yard and dock, right?
Right.
And in those days, no one came in, you know, no one set up appointments over the internet, but we still had to do the dock scheduling. We had to manage the, you know, have a strategic plan for docks, but it wasn't coming from the internet.
Right.
So, you know, so we progressed to the point where obviously everything was on premise at that time. But you know, around the 2010 timeframe, we took the leap to say, hey, if we really want to get serious about the dock scheduling end of things, we have to have a kind of a software as a service type, you know, everything has to happen on the internet. So we did that. That was a big step. We have these incredible customers, very dedicated, devoted, almost fanatical customers, which is great. We love that.
Yeah.
We're using our on-premise product, which is called YardSmart. And there came a point where we realized, look, this was based on technology that was coming out of the end of the 1990s, right? So at a certain point, all good things come to an end. We had to retire that product, which a lot of our customers were like, please don't, why would you do this? We love this thing. But so we migrated everything then from the on-premise onto our SaaS platform. And we haven't looked back ever since. I mean, it's been a great experience, and it's gone fast. I mean, it's 25 years ago. I mean,
yeah,
one of the co-founders, and doesn't seem that long ago.
I get that. So Greg, one of my favorite questions is if you're talking to a new or recent college grad,
yep,
and they say, I'm thinking about supply chain as a career path.
Well, you know, that's a great question. And you know what? I think about my own career. I was a business, business administration student with a specialty in computer science. And you know what? My summer jobs were driving truck and working on a crosstalk, oddly enough. And as I was doing that as a kid, I'm thinking, you know what? This is kind of a waste of time. All my buddies are working in their selected field. And here I am,
right,
you know, unloading trucks and driving trucks around. It was a well-paying job. But lo and behold, I've spent my entire career in logistics. So, you know, what I would recommend to kids or, you know, anyone coming out of a university is, like, this is an incredible industry. There's incredible challenges. So, yeah, I mean, it's and you know, we're solving really critical problems. And, you know, with everyone now today, we want to have next day or same day delivery coming from, you know, whichever online e-retailer we're using. These are the kind of challenges that are out there, and it's an incredible industry. So I would recommend that, I mean, embrace it. It's a great career, and good luck to you. It'll be a great, you know, you'll have a great time.
So Greg, you know, we're talking a lot about aligning workforce to where work is coming. What's the next step for you? How are you guys getting to the point where, how is C3 getting to the point where, you know, the warehouse manager has more visibility?
One of the things, Mike, that we've been featuring it here today at Manifest is our new driver collaboration tool, C3 Hive. You know, we think that's going to be a great, we're very excited about it. You know, one of the key problems we're solving with that is all our customers using our yard and our dock scheduling product. We're giving them the opportunity to have their drivers check in remotely to their sites before they arrive. So which is giving them great visibility on, you know, which drivers are showing up, which drivers are late. How can we kind of optimally use capacity, which may have an issue with, because let's say certain drivers are delayed or whatever, or stuck in traffic. And we're allowing them also to stay in communication with drivers when they're on site, which again, sounds kind of trivial, but you know, in the old world, gate guards or you know, inbound shipping offices are asking phone numbers of drivers and trying to call them and so forth. Now, with our new C3i platform, as events occur on the system, business events automatically notifies drivers like, hey, your paperwork's ready. You can go to the transport office, directing them around the site and so forth. So it allows them to save a lot of time, get them turned around a lot quicker. That's a crucial thing. Drivers, they want to get on the road and be driving. So we're expediting the actual arrival process and then making sure they get processed as quickly as possible.